I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, members of the Native community in Minneapolis organized to respond to the ICE presence in their community, and the FBI asks for additional victims to come forward after a former White Mountain Apache police officer is arrested for sex crimes. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native community members in Minneapolis, Minnesota held a press conference Friday to discuss immediate needs, resources, and plans for community care following the fatal shooting of 37-year-old Renee Good by an ICE agent last week in the city. Members of Native organizations and grassroots groups have set up two hubs in Minneapolis for people to gather and organize. Members of the Native community are also conducting street patrols. Robert Lilligren is the president and CEO of the Native American Community Development Institute and a member of the Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors. He says the Native community does not feel safe with the federal presence, adding they're receiving reports of ICE interactions with Native people and detainment. Nikki Love is the executive director of the Tawahi Foundation and a member of the Metropolitan Urban Indian Directors. Leaders say they're working with Native organizations, grassroots groups, and tribal leaders to address the ICE presence in their community. Meanwhile, tribal leaders across the country are raising concerns about ICE activities and the safety of their tribal citizens, including leaders in South Dakota, after the detainment of tribal members in Minneapolis. South Dakota Public Broadcasting CJ Keene has more. Last week, a former White Mountain Apache police officer in Arizona was arrested, stemming from a 15-count grand jury indictment alleging serial sexual abuse and kidnapping. As KJZZ's Gabriel Piatrazio reports, federal law enforcement authorities are now asking for any additional victims to come forward. And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.